Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, July 28, 2017. The Senate failed to pass a skinny repeal of the Affordable Care Act in a late-night session, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the first Syro-Malabar Rite Catholic to be canonized. British High Court Justice Francis gave his final order from the bench yesterday regarding Charlie Gard, and results of a Pew Research poll about Muslims in America have been released. The Associated Press reports that the Senate worked late into last night as Republicans tried to pass what they called a skinny repeal of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The failed measure would have eliminated the individual mandate to purchase health insurance, eliminated the mandate that employers provide employees with insurance, repealed a tax on medical devices, and would have denied funding to Planned Parenthood for a year.
The ayes are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to. The amendment is not agreed to.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
This is, clearly a disappointing moment. Now, imagine many of our colleagues on the other side are celebrating. Probably pretty happy about all this.
I would say to my dear friend, the Majority Leader, we are not celebrating. We are relieved.
Today's quote of the day comes from Oscar Wilde. How else, but through a broken heart, may Lord Christ enter in? Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Alphonsa of the Immaculate Conception. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3000.
St. Alphonsa of the Immaculate Conception, born Anna Matathupadathu in 1910, is the first canonized saint from India and of the Syro-Malabar Catholic Rite. Anna was raised by her maternal aunt, who wanted her to become a perfect housewife with a wealthy husband. She, however, wanted to become a bride of Christ. After falling into a pit of burning chaff at 13 and becoming permanently disfigured, arranged marriage was off the table. Local hagiographies suggest she inflicted the injury upon herself to avoid marriage. Anna joined the Clarists at Barananganam and at 17 received the veil, taking the name Alphonsa after St. Alphonsus of Liguori. Her religious life was plagued with health crises, of which she died in 1946. St. Alphonsa, pray for us. Life News reports that yesterday, London High Court Justice Nicholas Francis ruled that terminally ill baby Charlie Gard should be transferred from the Great Ormond Street Hospital to an unnamed hospice facility and once there should be removed from life support after a short but unannounced period of time. The Mirror reports that Charlie's mother, Connie Yates, delivered a heart-rending statement in which she said, "We just want some peace with our son. No hospital, no lawyers, no courts, no media, just quality time with Charlie, away from everything, to say goodbye to him in the most loving way. Most people won't ever have to go through what we've been through. We've had no control over our son's life and no control over our son's death." It was revealed yesterday that not only did two doctors respond to her pleas for help in finding someone qualified to care for Charlie for a week in hospice, but a two-bedroom flat fully equipped with required equipment had been offered to them. Yates bitterly said that the hospital had denied them their final wish. "Let us remember to pray for this little boy who will not see his first birthday next week and his grieving parents this weekend." In this Celestial Musings, the Pew Research Center did a survey of U.S. Muslims to gauge the general sentiments of the Muslim community regarding the American dream and their place in American society. 75% of Muslims feel that there is a lot of discrimination against Muslims, and 68% are worried as a result of Donald Trump holding the office of president. 50% of respondents feel that it has become increasingly difficult to be a Muslim in the United States. 62% of Muslims do not feel that American people see Islam as part of mainstream society. But all is not doom and gloom. 92% of Muslims are proud to be American, and 80% are satisfied with their lives. 70% believe that with hard work, they can get ahead in life. Honestly, as I'm looking at these particular results, I'm wondering how different the answers will be in another 10 years for Christians in our society whose hostility towards Christianity and Christian values, ideals, and virtues is rapidly increasing. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.